As a pathologic entity, cancer is defined by its properties of uncontrolled local proliferation of cells, with invasion of adjacent normal structure, and by distant spread, or metastasis, via the bloodstream, the lymphatic system, or within a body cavity. As a biologic entity, the malignant cell is defined by its ability to grow in tissue culture without the need for attachment to a firm surface, and by its loss of responsiveness to growth regulatory signals that cause differentiation and suppress proliferation. Many malignant cells preserve the growth and antigenic properties characteristic of fetal cells, secrete proteins characteristic of fetal tissues, such as the alpha fetoprotein of hepatocellular carcinomas and germ cell tissues, and appear to be frozen in an early state of differentiation that recapitulates a specific stage in normal organ development. For example, malignancies arise from the lymphoid system reflect all stages and types of B and T lymphocyte development and preserve the same complex of immunoglobulin and T cell receptor gene rearrangement and cell surface proteins, and in some cases, potential for future differentiation found in normal counterparts of the immune system. These properties have become the basis for classification, diagnosis, and even treatment of tumors as, for example, classification of lymphoid tumors based on reactivity with monoclonal antibodies. While the above characteristics are typical of most cancer cells, they are not universal. Some endocrine-related tumors, for example, not only maintain well-differentiated morphologic features of their tissue of origin, but also retain endocrine function and produce bioactive hormonal substances typical of the mature tissue, as in pheochromocytomas.